Translation. He, Maharaj Parikshit, repeatedly addressed and questioned the bull thus, "O son of Surabhi, who has cut off your leg, your three legs? In the state of kings who are obedient to the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, there is no one as unhappy as you. In the state of the kings who are obedient to the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, there is no one as unhappy as you." Purport. The kings of the executive heads of all states must know the courts of the Lord Krishna, generally Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and must act accordingly in order to fulfill the mission of human life, which is to make an end to all miseries of material conditions. One who knows the courts of Lord Krishna can achieve this end without any difficulty. In the Bhagavad Gita, in synopsis, we can understand the courts of Godhead, and in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the same courts are explained further. In a state where the courts of Krishna are followed, no one is unhappy. In a state where the courts of Krishna are followed, no one is unhappy. In temple also. Anyone unhappy? Okay, we didn't reach happiness yet, but we are not unhappy. Where such courts are not followed, the first sign is that three legs of the representative of religion are cut off, and thereby all miseries follow. When Krishna was personally present, the courts of Krishna were being followed without question. But in his absence, such courts are presented in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam for the guidance of the blind person who happened to be at the helm of all affairs. At the helm, what the particular means. All means like they are guiding society and you are under it. I thought something to do with a helmet or something. Maybe a helmet protecting you down there. Okay. Hare Krishna, everybody. Okay, I try again to enter into nectar and secrets of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hopefully to gain at least a tinge of understanding and appreciation. More than yesterday at least. Okay. Son of Surabhi, in a verse it says, son of Surabhi, it means that Surabhi is the mother of all cows, including this bull Dharma. And the Maharaj Parikshit asks again, this is very dramatic chapters, who has done this to you? Who is that, he said, in this kingdom of saintly kings who are obedient to Krishna? How is that possible at all? In this, I mean, like, how is possible that it went out of my jurisdictions? I'm just touring all the planet, the scene. Is everything in disorder? And then somehow I find you. But who has done to you? Like, who is that culprit? How he sneaked in? How nobody saw him? How is that possible at all? So I'm controller or not? Like, you know, how is that possible at all? Something happened like that. It's like Arjuna I mentioned a few classes ago when he tried to protect kids of Brahmana. He put all his might in, everything, all skills, no way that anything can trespass. And the kid just vanished just after birth. I was just helpless. So in this way, in the sense of I'm in control, this kingdom, you know, I'm Rajarshi. Somehow these horrible things happen in my kingdom. So how is that possible? See? So like in the beginning of 16th chapter, we mentioned just briefly one verse that this Maharaj met Kali, beating the cow, punishing him severely. This is just kind of introduction. After that, there's like quite a few verses, even half of the chapter, where bull meets the cow or Dharma meets the Mother Earth. And they have discussion over more than one half of chapter 16. So now we have, in the last, in this chapter, King Parikshit then meets the Kali, finally, and then address the Kali, like a few verses first, discussion of cow and a bull, and then Kali addresses Maharaj Parikshit addressed the Kali in verse 5th. And then 7th verse of this chapter, he addressed the bull. We started these few verses inquiring, why are you in such conditions? Like last week was a class. Why is it? What's happening to you? And now this verse 12, he's asking, how is that possible that this happened to you? I mean, Kali is there in a proximity, but he has conversation with the bull, with the Dharma. And Parpar Paupat said, king or leader must follow the codes of Krishna, as in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and act accordingly to fulfill the mission of human life. And what's that mission? Prabhupada said at the end, somebody remember? What's that mission of human life? To end all miseries of material life. That's the mission of human life. He said, one who knows those codes of Krishna can do this easily. One who knows the codes of Krishna can easily transcend all miseries of material life. So what are the codes of Krishna? As they call it, like a set of rules for a particular group of people or whatever. Set of rules, this kind of codes. Codes of Krishna. Okay, now asking you to check a few verses. Main verses from Gita about codes of Krishna. What means codes of Krishna? So many verses. Man mana bhavan bhaktam adhyajimamna askuru. Is it whatever you eat, whatever you do? What's the translation? Whatever you eat? No. Just surrender. Yeah, me. Yeah. Pay obeisance to me. Yeah. That's one. Another one. That's in the end of Gita. Oh, but it's okay. Yeah. Sarvadham, that's the ultimate. Sarvadhamma. From that point, Srimad Bhagavatam starts. Any other? Go a little bit on the beginning. Patram Pushma, yeah, offer me with love. Leaf, simple, flower, water, flower. Everybody, this is how you start. Bhogashvabhaka Samtam. Give us English. Boga Praktasya. Come on. Somebody remember translation? Yes, David. Oh, no, your translation of this, not so easy. Come on. What's translation? I just forgot myself. Boga Ishwarya. Oh. Yes, Srinivas. It's very difficult. That one. Boga Ishwarya. Yeah. It's very difficult. Oh, yes, good one, man. Come on, one more, or a few more. David. Yes, Pariprathina. Yeah. That's how you slowly get into it. Yeah. That's a code of Krishna. Yeah, when you approach that, you're there on the track. You don't need to know Bhagavad Gita. Guru will instruct you from Bhagavad Gita. If you never brain like me, then just listen what Guru says. Hey, lady. Any Bhagavad Gita, shloka. What's our quote of Krishna? Man, man, we had already that one. Oh, one more. Shloka. Give us the shloka. Desham sa tatta yukta nam bhajata priti purva kaam. Yino bhi. Now we ask for translation.
Whenever
you are to love devotion, I give you intelligence. Yeah, by Vijay, they come to me. Whoa, that's a verse, man. Oof. One more. That's the next one. Yeah. Gana di pena basvata. Yeah. Maybe we have some microphone. No, it's too late, but, you know. So audience, you get bored if it's all these few people there. Okay, we juggle a little bit. What are the codes of Krishna? What are the codes of Krishna? What are the codes of Krishna? See here, a few notes further. Yeah. So, Prabhupada said in verse that those who follow the codes of Krishna, at least those three, mercy, cleanliness, and sincerity. Oh, yeah, if you break those, if you don't follow codes of Krishna, then mercy is gone, cleanliness is gone, austerity is gone, truthfulness is last leg of Kali, but this is going to go. So if you don't follow codes of Krishna, mercy is gone. What supports the mercy and destroys the mercy? Say again, love. No, they are talking about four pillars, four principles that make you easier. What destroys the mercy? One of the pillars, yes. Meat eating. Thank you, David. I know you knew. Cleanliness. What destroys that? No, it's not true. Yeah, illicit sex and all these subtleties of it. Austerity. What destroys austerity? Yeah, you're right. Austerity, intoxication destroys austerity. Let's elaborate on that, because it's so common, you know. I don't think there's any person or planet who doesn't take some intoxication. What? Austerity, is that austerity? Oh, austerity. So how is that connected? Come on, you're expert. I'm too, I can't speak.
I understand it is, I could be wrong, but people take intoxication to take a pause from their particular austerities.
Yeah.
So they use it as a means to alleviate themselves
Escape.
Yeah, or to escape, as a form of escape, yeah. So the moment.
And then lose and it's like going on holiday.
Yeah.
You know, work hard, very disciplined, and then holiday, put everything in basket.
Yeah.
And it's considered as much as you can do, break four eggs on a holiday. This was good holiday.
Your sense of discrimination also goes, like discrimination, what you should eat, who you should be with.
Oh, yeah.
That goes
out. It's such a point. It's like animal life. Then all boundaries, all decency, all put outside. And people striving for that, actually. Even nowadays, you have like high jet set society parties, where they put all boundaries aside and everything is allowed. And then, as I said, you break forward as much as possible, that's successful holiday. It's interesting how these things, like, you know, that means it's austerity to follow 4X, austerity to be disciplined, to be cultured, to be, you know, like respectful. It's austerity. In this Kali Yuga, creates pressure in your head. You want to get loose, let loose. Okay? Truthfulness will not touch. We still have truthful. Kali Yuga didn't barely start. Okay. As I said, 4X, etc. Etc. means codes of Krishna, because 4X are just a basic structure for the codes of Krishna. Without those, there's no question of following codes of Krishna. And as one who follows them can fulfill the mission of human life. Codes of Krishna, and it's just like a structure which keeps us intact, those four. So instead, where the codes of Krishna are followed. No one is unhappy. I already mentioned this. I will not ask twice. As I said, we didn't may achieve yet full, complete happiness because of our condition. We are just fresh from this jet set society. We're just fresh. And then, but deep inside, there is some assurance. There is entire field of different realm. As we practice, faith increases, and this distant realm comes closer and closer to us, enters our veins more and more. And Krishna consciousness means how much is manifested in us. It just overflows. So something in there. So because of that, we are not unhappy. Even if it's miserable sometimes and it's hard and you have more some nature, you have mind. But deep inside is a substantial, you know, like after all, like everything can be destroyed. Like you just imagine, everything destroys, you know. Meteor hits the earth and changes the climate, and an ice age comes and glaciers melt and any damn thing. But this substance, it just can't touch you. This inside cannot touch. So life or death, it doesn't matter to us. This, that, COVID or whatever. Sorry, those who suffer from. But this substance inside is not destroyed. So this is our happiness. So, more we hear, this becoming more closer and closer. More we hear about Krishna, more we hear of this, you know. And if it becomes Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya, constant, then you are there, like, you are there in spiritual world. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. Just this morning I was meditating. The only thing which I need, which we need, is simply appreciation of Krishna. Just appreciation of Radha Madhava. And in the same degree, appreciating Krishna's tadiya, Krishna's whatever, paraphernalia related to Krishna, which are also Krishna's devotee. The same way, just appreciation of Krishna, Krishna's devotee, service, process which we follow, the same degree of appreciation of mantra a guru has given us. Whatever we do, the same appreciation as we would have appreciation for Krishna. And in degree where this appreciation to Krishna is equal to all of this process, path, our chanting, our studying, whatever we do, then that's called samadhi. That's called samadhi. This is also the already is it, this, there is also so-called mindfulness. How they call gratefulness? All these terms nowadays: gratefulness, mindfulness, whatever is meditation. This is samadhi. When this becomes constant, this appreciation. That's a samadhi, constant appreciation. Nothing has changed, but then, you know, how they said, Nitya, yeah, with equal vision, dog and dog eaters. He just mentioned a few items there. Samadarshina, equal vision. When this appreciation is there full in us, then you, whatever you see, you know, sometimes they say that self-realized person see the Paramatma in every atom. It's not like he sees just kind of external shape and it see Paramatma's dense, small Paramatma with four hands, you know, in all this whatever form. It's not like that. You may see, but just misappreciation. Like then you can see that everything is Krishna. This appreciation, you know. Everything is emanation from Radha Madhava, everything. That's a point in. That's a Vaikuntha realm, not Vaikuntha. That's a Goloka Vrindavan. That's a Chintamani Dham. Just appreciation. If I just can be aware of that, appreciate in such a degree. In the same way, as I mentioned in scripture also, that there is no difference between, for example, devotees, worshipping devotees, worshipping Krishna. Only one item is different in worshipping devotee and worshipping Krishna. Can anyone guess? I will not bother you, but just only to Krishna you offer bhoga, to devotees you offer prasada. Everything else is the same. So it's kind of equal vision. Yeah. So here, Prabhupada said Bhagavad Gita is just basic synopsis. And then Srimad Bhagavatam further explains codes of Krishna. But even this basic Bhagavad Gita, he offers something which is uncomparable already with any knowledge in the material world. But says Raja Vidyam, Raja Guyam, Pavitram, Idam, Uttamam. He's a king of knowledge, most confidential knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita. So there is no even opponent to argue about Bhagavad Gita already in the entire world. All philosophy can defeat it just like that easily with Bhagavad Gita. And then Srimad Bhagavatam. There's barely even anyone in this universe, even on higher planets, to argue against Srimad Bhagavatam. And not to speak of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Most of the demigods, they don't even understand even Chaitanya Charitamrita, because Chaitanya Charitamrita is just directly Goloka. This Madhurya Rasa aspect which Lord Chaitanya displayed, like who can understand this? Like who can understand God in such a way? Can you imagine? Like take all scriptures, all ideas of God, all conception, that God comes in such a form and does what he does. Like this kind of behavior, just incredible. So this is something so far above everything. So the Jaya Shishira Radha Gopal Sitramashmam Shonda Vajitapa. And this is just Bhagavad Gita in the beginning, yeah. And how you enter Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said that the perfection achieved in a human life by following this course of Krishna is that you know the difference between soul and the body. So this is just a base for us, but that's a perfection, beginning of perfection of life, which fails to be settled in the mind of anyone. And then this culminates in devotional service. When you know you are not this body. Prabhupada said there are many branches of knowledge, many, many, many. But the science of the soul, there is no such a knowledge. Therefore, it's topmost. Most confidential knowledge, in chapter 9. Prabhupada says, soul is eternal, it is eternally active, and its activities in the spiritual kingdom are the most confidential part of spiritual knowledge. So that's the most confidential knowledge. Activities in the spiritual world, that's the most confidential. It also, to debate with anyone, you have to have sound philosophical, understandings, because you cannot debate with somebody who just denies things. We have this experience, everywhere, everybody. They have their mind, and then just, if they don't want to accept, there's no ground to discuss, because they just deny. They're using the skills to avoid. So you cannot argue with them, because there's no base, philosophical base. You can argue only on the base of sound, bona fide philosophy. This is how you can argue with that. Otherwise, you have to use logic, you know, sometimes, you know, somebody is more successful to convince. But those who don't want to accept, even if you convince them, they're not going to accept. That's it. That's it. Because if false ego gets involved, everything gets spoiled. You see, we have this, somehow we get agitated, and then I'm going to defeat it, smash this guy. And then there's no way. So this is not the way to force to enter into devotional service. Force by physically or whatever, mentally, force into devotional service. No way. You cannot. Like, you know, like was a case, it sometimes happens that somebody wants to just be an association of devotees and they just be there without really being able to follow strictly principles or whatever. And then what's happened? Just creates disturbance. That's you cannot demand that something else. There are so many secrets. Like I remember me when I was into this kind of thing, ufology and stuff. That in America, in Nevada desert, there is an area of 51. Probably those who are interested, they're very interested. Area 51. Nobody knows what's happening there. Nobody knows what's happening there. It's very distant in desert, in a dried lake there. And it's fenced with a 4 or 5 times around with a fence. No one can get in. They see different strange lights. Sometimes so-called those who were involved into it, they kind of can't keep silent anymore. They escape, whatever, and they speak their stories, which is wild stories, and then of course they disappear very quickly after that. But people are curious to get there. What is that? You have the right to know. They're demanding physical ability, whatever. They said that last year was through internet, Twitter, whatever. There's about millions of them. They said, yeah, we're going to come there all March, and then they cannot stop us. What they said, we are faster than bullets or something like that, you know. Millions, we're going to come. And then on the day when they are supposed to gather near first gate there, out of million, whatever, about 40 people turn up, because you need to have guts. This is army, U.S. Army, this is top secret. They think if you break through, we're going to, you know, they will let us. And then guard just come, first guard, with the dog, equipped, he knows what he's doing. Guys, where are you going? No way you can trespass. No way. I'm sympathetic with you. You know, secret. Even I'm not aware of what's happening. I'm here and I have license to use my weapon. You just can't trespass. It's a top protected military area. No way. Even if I close my blind eye and someone trespass first gate, you know, second, third, you know, you will all going to lose your life. And your death will not be of any benefit to anyone. Just go home. And of course, you know, so this is not the way to enter. Try to influence government, whatever, get qualification, and with special license, whatever. You know, you can get through, maybe. So that's a way. So you cannot force in the top secret. And any, you know, without qualification. So you cannot even enter the Bhagavad Gita with such qualification. But to speak about higher levels, you see. Because Krishna has best tech checking technology, same as those areas. More tougher and tougher is to pass, to come even near, which is still far away, to pass those gates. There are sensors there, you know. Even if you go in a subtle body, they will detect you, what to speak about. See? Krishna also, in the heart, he has this antaryami aspect, super soul. He knows when you are ready, then he reveals process. See? And what is that process? You come to devotional service. What's the process? You are studying a kind of devotion. How it starts, devotional service, how we enter into part of devotional service. Oh, this is a very old one process, nectar devotion. This particular word, nectar devotion. Then on. Very simple, Shraddha, and then. Yeah, that's how we enter the ocean stage. Shraddha. What second? Sadhu Sangha, what's that? Association, you know. What's third one? Sadhana is all of this. Bhajana Kriya, what's that? That's getting tough there. Bhajana Kriya, performing the oceans. And then, Anartani Vritti, oh, when this day will come. And then, firm faith, and then, oh, taste finally comes. And then, no, few more. Asakti means steadiness, isn't it? Bhava, that's the first glimpse of love. And then, of course, something far, far, far away. Prema. That's the nine stages. It seems like here, nine stages of devotional service. I don't know if they are connected or not.
After you thanks to Prabhupada, the ten.
Say again?
Thanks to Prabhupada.
Thanks to Prabhupada.
Yeah, thanks to Prabhupada.
Everything thanks to Prabhupada.
Yeah. So before Prabhupada, it was only the nine that we know. But then after Prabhupada, we understand that they're actually ten. That it actually begins with sadhu sangha, then the shraddha comes. Shraddha doesn't come until you get sadhu sangha.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Point is that here, when you practice sincerely, from beginning to end, you had glimpses of all of those, or most of it. They come very shortly and they go. They come unsteady. All of them you experience sometimes, all of those. But one gradually becomes more often, more frequent, and more steady. So you can kind of examine where are you in all of those nine. One becomes more prominent, but others also become stronger. Your Shraddha, even beginning stage, it becomes stronger. Sadhu Sangha, even stronger and more qualified than Bhajana Kriya. You intensify your process. And now, of course, more impurity, subtle growth. But one is always prominent there. And also by studying all these three books, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, they also touching upon all those nine through all the books. Like, you know. Like first is inclination for spiritual life, and then Bhagavad Gita or whatever books. And then you develop faith that you are not this body, but the soul. Develop faith. And then you have, and then it's worked through. Then you get relief. You know, everybody remembers that. And you got real information. You are not this body, there's no death, you're not gonna die. Such a relief. So this kind of you get through basic book, Bhagavad Gita, and then gradually you realize that. And then of course speaks about nature of the soul, information of the Supreme, relationship and process. So get from Bhagavad Gita, and final goal is briefly mentioned. But then Srimad Bhagavatam takes you further, speaks about final goal from so many different angles, from his devotees, from himself as well. And then through this is just enhances desire to go toward that goal, which is Chaitanya Charitamrita describes what's happening in the mind of the God. In those subtlety, what emotion God himself has for his devotees. What's happening? Just most, you know, incredible, you know, most confidential, top secret, which no other scriptures have. What's happening in the mind of the God? And also every of those nine stages as particular set of codes. No one ever can jump in any of them, like pick up this one and then follow the other rules for that one, without surpassing, without going through all the stages. So this is not how it happened. It goes all through nine, one by one. Yeah. Like, otherwise it's just a great disturbance, yeah. If you try that, you create disturbance, like, you know, on the end they'll ask you to leave, like, it happens so many times. Like you're, when you're on the road and you'll slow puncture, and then if you don't stop and give air to your tire occasionally, you know, if you neglect, you know, ba-boom, 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 on some point you're losing the control of the car, you know, and then what's happened then? You know, everybody's horning and showing you finger and says two words. And then finally police comes, stop, fix or change your tire. Or in our case, Prabhu, fix or change a tire. You cannot stay in ashram. Change a tire. Change of attire, the tire, attire, kind of stay. So the same, you know. So by going through all this, we are ready for, you know, it's just natural. It's not like, you know, we can't, okay, now I'm here and now I'm entering the next door. Okay, now I'm here. You just kind of, you find yourself there. Others maybe can detect, oh, you are on this level. You just practice your Krishna consciousness and you get more and more ecstasy out of it. Which stage you are, you know. I don't think you can measure or you are aware of, you know, actually you think you are lower than the low. So that's just a natural, you just, naturally you go through this. It's like a waves. That's how it is. So what does God of Krishna, again, go to the beginning? We go through karma yoga, we go through jnana yoga, as Maravana Shama is mentioned. Sankhya yoga, whatever. These are all codes of Krishna in some sense. Yeah. But the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita or middle six chapters, most combination knowledge, they are core of the codes of Krishna. That's it, the essence. So, can I leave in one verse? Prabhupada said it sometime ago. Somebody learned entire Bhagavad Gita and was boasting, Prabhupada, I know entire Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada asked him, can you leave at least one verse? He didn't say anything. So I'm just thinking, can I leave even one single verse of Bhagavad Gita? Anyone else? Can you leave even one single verse of Bhagavad Gita? Of course, we can say we are devotees. So there, we offer our food, we don't eat prasadam, we don't eat biscuits and chocolates. Maybe. We don't drink coffee, decaf coffee. Almost every day we drink this decaf tea in the kitchen. I don't know why they started to buy that, but it's a black tea, decaffeinated. So whenever I make this milky tea, I put a few bags in. Give some taste. But we are not supposed to, I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, can I leave even one?
No, I'm
going to.
Yeah. Say again.
Huh?
No, say again, sorry.
I'm bewildered.
That's good. That's a base to enter into a secret of Bhagavad Gita.
Govinda, I shall not fight.
Govinda, I shall not fight. This is very sound reason. I shall not fight. How you apply it? Krishna, I shall not. I don't know. Yeah, it's a confusion. But can anyone give us one verse which you really leave, which you really, come on, you practice disappointing me, I'm going to leave Krishna consciousness. tadvini paripatena paripashina seva upadekshantayi te gyanam gyaninam tash tatva darshanaha. Translation, please. How you will follow, you don't know what it is. Oh, you be serving. Oh, that's my problem. Yeah, whatever Guru says. Yeah, you're on track. Can anyone else? Come on. Give us some. Give us Mike here. David. Ten.
Bhagavad Gita 10:10.
Tell us this amazing verse.
But those who are always thinking of me, I think of me with love. I give them intelligence by which they can come to me.
I give them knowledge by it. So that is that you live by this verse. I give them the knowledge by which they come to me. Yeah. Great, Jai. Anyone else? Come on, must be so many verses. Must be at least one kind of, okay, maybe this one. Third of it I can follow. Listen. Prayojana, he leaves entire Bhagavad Gita, so just like. Straight to two verse. That's what I follow.
The verse, have an attraction for is to one who sees me everywhere and everything
in me. I heard this.
I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me.
Yeah,
that's the one that.
I noticed that you quote that one almost every class. Sorry, my amazing.
That's it. That's the one for me.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. At least we can follow that one. We are never lost. I mentioned in the beginning. Can be disturbance around, but this inside. Okay. You forgot now.
Austerity. If you do austerity, give charity, and something else, even the great souls become purified.
Yagya Shishtakshina Santo is
that. Yagya Danam Tapa
Kan. Yagya Gan.
No, Yagya. Don't give up these things. Austerity, charity, penance.
You give charity. You do austerity. Do you penance?
I didn't know it was me personally.
Do you do all this?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. He does. All the time.
Not really.
It's your authority, I believe.
Not really.
Give some hope. You can leave Bhagavad Gita. You're not just whatever, bunch of book readers. Abhay. Okay. You give a punch on all this class.
I don't remember the Sanskrit.
Doesn't matter. You don't need Sanskrit.
The verse where it says it's better to perform your own duty imperfectly rather than perform another's duty perfectly.
Perfectly. Yeah. Because one who performs duty of others is destroyed. What's your duty, by the way? Did you ever perform? You do so many services around. I'm not sure they are all of your duty.
Figuring out what's in your nature.
You try everything.
Yeah.
How you can indicate that is your nature? You try this, try that, and then something you like or.
Yeah, so you can experiment, or you can see.
Or something you are good in.
Yeah, so for example, like with myself, I'm doing some of these services based on media, but it's figuring out
I couldn't find any bad things to do. Okay.
Just finding what you're comfortable to render.
Oh, yeah.
Your mind can be focused and can give it as an offering.
Give it best.
Yeah.
It's more about others to tell you also, maybe. Mm-hmm. Probably we're very good into that. Yeah. This is something which I miss, therefore I try, I'm on my own. Try this. Nobody asks me anymore. Anyway.
It could be interpreted more in the way that we do our duty in terms of following the spiritual master.
Yeah, that's our foremost duty. But very rarely he'll tell you specifically.
But I mean following Prabhupada. As a devotee, duty.
All of us get this in
that's our dharma.
Follow Srila Prabhupada.
We don't find our actual duty in Kali Yuga.
Remember, when I got thinking, I should ask my guru, OK, Okay, give us, first he says so many things, you know, fellowship of Prabhupada, da 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 da. And then I can't overhear this. Is any specific instruction? I asked, is any specific instruction? Just look at me. I just told you so many things, you know. Like, you know, every page of Bhagavad Gita, whatever is it, some instruction. What specific? I just told you. And the real, we want something, you know, we want some special instructions, you know, unique, like, you know. Yes?
The thing is, that really confuses me most. You know, certainly I encounter it with looking for prasadam to survive.
Yeah.
As you know, oh, I don't take it because of this, because of... The thing is, Prabhupada did say certain things.
Yeah.
And we don't follow them.
Yeah. Come on, all that.
You know, whether it be Ekadashi, nobody's interested in finding out what is Ekadashi, what it really means. The kitchen hasn't got a list of Ekadashi preparations. They don't know what they're doing. They're guessing. And Prabhupada says, Ekadashi means simple prasadam, basic prasadam. And you forget spices, you forget all these things. You just take basic things. The vegetables are there, those things, and yet somehow we got to embellish it with something that we
say,
good for the body, good for this, good
for somebody that. Produce some other quote.
Ekadashi is a strange thing. She's the mother of devotion. Yet we can't even have a list in the thing because everybody's breaking the whatever is Ekadashi because they don't know what the hell Ekadashi is. They haven't got one list in the kitchen. So to follow Prabhupada is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, and also he says, don't use yeast. But we use yeast.
Yeah.
He says, best not to use it. You know, it's a crazy world. And yet, then they say, but this has been sanctioned by GBC. It's okay. Yeah. And then, so we got to follow GBC because they're Prabhupada's mouthpiece. So it's very difficult. So it then comes down to a personal following, actually. You have to make a decision within yourself about certain things. And then you get called a fanatic. So I don't say anything anymore. So
no, but like often devotees will produce contradictory.
So. You know. In a sense, it is a personal thing, and we should understand that. And there are certain things that I try and follow on a personal basis, and to safeguard my spiritual thing, because I know what Prabhupada wants, because he says, and I try and follow Prabhupada in that way.
That's the best to do.
Yeah,
it's otherwise, create disturbance. You know, can't force anyone to anything.
Yeah, So that's an inclination, really. You try and find out what Prabhupada wants.
But probably there's quite few contradictory, statements. Prabhupada said that somebody else comes with the other another. Prabhupada said in this occasion this, and the other that. So. That's mainly, you know, everybody produces quote of Prabhupada, something which is actually, you know, contradicts that one. Anyway, individually, do your best. That's the Krishna consciousness.
It is.
Otherwise, you disturb others, that's all. Yeah. It's very difficult to give up controlship. So, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shrimad Bhagavatam.
Hare Krishna.
Ki jai, Gaur Pramananda. Hare Bhagavatam.